On University at Albany Week, imagination can help you become more altruistic. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brendan Gesser, Assistant Professor in the Department of Psychology, explains.
As humans, we have a deep capacity to help one another, yet we often fall short of fully realizing our capacity for altruism. At a time when news coverage is dominated by callousness and violence, it's worth taking stock about what can make us act more altruistically. One answer our lab has discovered is that our capacity for altruism is partially informed by the ability to harness imagination. Our prior work has revealed that imagining scenes of helping people increases the willingness to help those in need, but the cognitive and brain systems underlying this effect have remained unclear. A new study, in collaboration with researchers at Boston College, provided insight into two brain pathways that underlie the effect of imagination on altruistic decisions. While people's brains were scanned using fMRI, activity in the medial temporal lobe subsystem, a key network of brain regions that support the mental construction of visual spatial scenes, predicted their willingness to help. This suggests the more vividly people are able to picture a helping scene unfolding in their minds, the more willing they are to help. We observed evidence of a second brain pathway, whereby willingness to help was also predicted by activity in the right temporal parietal junction, a brain area that enables us to consider the thoughts and feelings of others. This suggests that imagination may have also enhanced perspective taking of the minds of the people embedded within an imagined scene. We then used non-invasive brain stimulation to isolate the contribution of each brain pathway. We found that the effect of imagination on a willingness to help others may be primarily driven by activity in the medial temporal lobes and our ability to imagine visual spatial scenes. While there is more work to be done, a deeper understanding of the link between imagination and altruism might just help us navigate towards a more moral and compassionate future.
That was Brendan Gesser of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.